Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
This is a Football Friday edition of Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Brought to you by the Odyssey app.
On 1080 The Fan.
All right, nice to have you along, Friday. It's Rob and Sue. Will Ortner is in here. We got some NFL. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't have a Monday show.
Because, no, we do not.
Well, there's a holiday. And we're playing the national championship game.
Yes.
The college.
So you will not get our pregame. You just get the national title game, which hopefully will be a good one. Although, if you're going to say of all these games that would be a blowout, and I'll include all the NFL games, the one to me most likely to be a blowout is Ohio State Notre Dame. Yeah.
I think Detroit. Well, blowout. Double digits, Detroit.
Yeah.
I'm going Detroit.
Okay. Now I can see that. Because
I don't know about Monday, but I see a scenario where Notre Dame, you know, it's just a muddy game.
See, and I could see that. I mean, obviously, I think that's what happened with Ohio State and Texas. But I just don't see advantages for Notre Dame. I don't know where I look at Notre Dame and say they're better than Ohio State. And when you go back and watch that Penn State game, dude, Penn State had five or six plays that are routine plays. And if they make them, dude, they win that game, like going away. It's not even a game into the second half. And give Notre Dame credit for hanging around, but God, a lot of that is on Penn State. So when I got one team that I think is fortunate to be there, and I picked Notre Dame to be here, but they were not better than Penn State. And Ohio State has been the best team in the tournament since day one. I find that to be problematic. Whereas,
well, of course, but when you play good defense, and they do, you never know.
Whereas, like, the Lions and Commanders,
you never know.
I think there's a couple bad matchups, and I think what Detroit does and what Washington does is problematic for the Commanders. The one thing that Washington has struggled against as an offense, because Jaden Daniels has had a great year, but Jaden Daniels is, I think sometimes we give too much credit. His feet are amazing, and his ability to scramble has really put him in the spotlight, and he comes in big moments. But when you look at his raw numbers, they're not that much better than Caleb Williams. And we look at how we look at Caleb Williams and how we work at Jaden Daniels, and there have been times where he really struggles, and their main struggle bus that they have is against man coverage. They do not do well when teams play man coverage and teams squeeze the pocket on him. And what does Detroit do better than any defense, even when they're beat up? They play man coverage and they squeeze the pocket. So I think from styles make fights, this is going to be a bad stylistic fight for the Commanders. And then on the opposite end of things with the Commanders defense, it's okay. At times it's gotten better, but you're facing the best offense we've seen since the Peyton Manning Bronco team that actually lost in the Super Bowl. But I mean, this Lions team is an absolute juggernaut. And so to have to win in a track meet, I don't see an avenue in which the Commanders win this game. To your point where you said you think that, you know, that this could be a double digit win. Absolutely. I don't think the Commanders can score enough, and I don't think they can stop what Detroit is
going to
do.
What if we get five blowouts?
That would be very boring.
Would you be sports sad?
I would be sports sad. I absolutely would be sports sad. But that's never the way it works. You'll get a close game.
Yeah, I hope. Well, we're all hoping Buffalo and Baltimore is a great game.
Yeah.
Should be.
Wasn't the first time around, but, you know, fingers crossed.
Yeah. Well, if you're rooting for one person this weekend, who are you most rooting for? Like, is it, it could be Freeman. He's great.
Yeah.
I it do could like, be Dan I Campbell.
Love Dan Campbell.
It could be, see, for me, it's Lamar Jackson. Mm-hmm. I really want to see Lamar Jackson go into Buffalo and get make Josh Allen go all pouty Josh Allen face. Mm-hmm. I love pouty Josh Allen face.
Can I say that I just...
Maybe it's Jaden Daniels.
Can I root against Patrick Mahomes?
That's like, an interesting question. Are we tired of the Chiefs already?
I am.
Are we bored? Are we bored
I need
of the
them to be...
Playoff Chiefs?
I need them to be gone.
So are they already in Patriots territory?
Yes.
Because I remember the Patriots, man, we got sick of them pretty fast.
Yeah. I'm sick of the Chiefs.
And they were really no fun because their games weren't any fun.
Yeah.
At least with the Chiefs, Mahomes is more dynamic. You know, it's a more interesting watch, I think.
I find, I need them to be done. So if you ask me who I was rooting for, I will say this. And they're not, the Texans aren't going to beat them. I am rooting harder against Kansas City than I am rooting for any team. And it's weird because I really like Detroit. Magic Fairy Dust, Detroit wins the Super Bowl. Baltimore or Buffalo. I would love to see Lamar Jackson put the finishing touches on kind of the triple crown, right? You win the, I guess this wouldn't be, it'd be the double crown because you win the MVP and then you win the Super Bowl, although it'd be his third MVP, and silence some of his critics. Because remember when he had the contract negotiation, there were a lot of people that wanted to tear that guy down and there wasn't a big market for him. And I mean, my God, the guy's going to win his third MVP. So to see him do that, and I find the Buffalo Bills outside of Detroit, the one fan base that absolutely I want to see win. So I just think there's a lot of really, really good stories from Buffalo, from the Ravens, certainly in Detroit, but I just can't, and I don't know why I feel this way. Maybe it's just success, but I just need Kansas City to be done. I don't like watching them. I find myself rooting against them. I find myself annoyed by them, and I just want them gone.
Yeah, see, I'm not there with you on that. I think that, honestly, for next weekend, mm-hmm. I want the Chiefs in there. Like, next weekend, if you teed up Chiefs-Ravens or Chiefs-Bills,
yeah,
and then you teed up Eagles-Lions, sign me up for next weekend. Now, if you teed up Houston-Baltimore,
Well, here's my problem with it, is I think the Super Bowl is going to be in this Ravens-Bills game. I think there's your Super Bowl champ.
Wow.
Herein lies my issue. I say that. Imagine this being, this is the scenario that I dread more than anything else, which is why I need Kansas City gone.
Nice.
We get an all-time classic, right? Lamar and Josh Allen duel it out 33-31, right? Last second play. Someone scores. Oh, my God. Unbelievable game.
Yeah.
Here's Lamar. Here's Josh. It's their time to shine. And their reward for playing in this epic battle in the snow is going on the road against that son of a bitch, Patrick Mahomes, who they don't even look that good, right? It's by far the worst team that they've had since he's been there. And does anyone doubt that he's not going to wreck it and win and go to another Super Bowl? And I just, well, and then he gets to go through the soft ass to Houston Texans to get there. I can't run that risk. I need the better narrative of Lamar or Josh getting there. And that's why I need the Texans to somehow take care of the Chiefs so that we can free the path for one of those others.
Well, why wouldn't you want to watch the Bills or the Ravens beat them?
Because I don't believe that they will. Because,
well, so you
sold his soul to Satan.
So
I'm
basically
talking about Patrick Mahomes.
What you're saying is that you have no faith for anybody to beat the Chiefs.
No.
So you're just rooting against them.
Yes. Because
now, see, I disagree. I think that the Ravens or the Bills will beat the Chiefs.
No, under normal circumstances.
Therefore, I believe that that's why I kind of want Kansas City to go down next weekend at home to my Ravens or somebody else's Bills. I think that would be way better than seeing them lose to Houston. Because we all trust they're going to beat Houston.
Yes.
I mean, we all trust that. I think what you're saying is we all trust them so much, they just don't. I mean, they
don't lose.
All they do is go to the damn Super Bowl.
Yes.
So I don't need them out yet. I want the good team to beat them.
There's something about Mahomes and his feminine hips and his the way he runs.
Oh, come on.
And chewing on his little mouthpiece and just... God. And
he's not dislikable.
And the favorable calls. And
hey,
just
let's go to the Youngs. Let's go to the
Youngs. And his wife and the dumb brother. And I just need him gone.
Well, the brother's
his
kinda,
brother sucks.
I need him gone.
But his family sucks.
The brother's kind of out of the picture. We haven't really seen much of him lately. Let's go to the Youngs on this. Do you think Patrick Mahomes is a villain? Like, you dislike him like Suk does?
No, I don't dislike him. I mean, he's the only one that's not dislikable from that family. I kind of want to see greatness. Like, I wouldn't mind it being him that's the first person to get three in a row, to be honest with you. Okay. Like, I think it's better for TV if it's like a Baltimore versus a Detroit Super Bowl or a Buffalo versus Detroit Super Bowl. That's probably the best one that you could get. But I also wouldn't hate seeing greatness. Like, they don't, there's no one on that team that makes you be like, man, I really hate that guy. Like, you hated Belichick. You hated Tom Brady until the end. You don't hate Andy Reid.
I agree with that. And there's something about Mahomes. I never thought about it until Suk brought it up. There's something about Mahomes. I just don't think he's hateable. Like, I think he's really popular for that reason. Whereas Brady and Belichick, I think Will's right. We just rooted against those guys so hard. We hated watching them win.
I just, the State Farm, the bundle thing, the just Kelce, I don't know.
There's a lot of hate in your heart, fellow.
I'm just over it. I am. Well, and I don't. Like I said, there's not a good reason behind it.
There really isn't.
It just bugs me. And
well,
it bugs me that I don't think they're that good, and yet they find ways to win because, again, I truly believe that the satanic deal that the New England Patriots and Tom Brady signed expired, and Satan has now he has moved on, and it's just passed over now to Patrick Mahomes.
Well, they're clearly that good,
yes,
because they're going for a third straight Super Bowl, and no one thinks they're gonna lose. Like, they, no matter who they play, it's like, well, nobody ever bets against the Chiefs because it's like all they do is win.
I wouldn't bet against them, and yet when I watch them play, there's nothing about them that overwhelms me. There's nothing about when I watch them outside of third down. I have never seen a quarterback, and this includes Tom Brady, Joe Montana. I've been watching football a long time. I can't go back to the Bradshaw days. There is not another human being that has ever walked this planet that on third down that I would want taking the ball more than 15. It's superhuman, his ability to find ways to convert, and it's absolutely spine-busting for teams. And maybe that's what it is. Instead of watching it and like being amazed by it, I'm like, how is no one tackling him?
Yeah.
Someone do it.
Yeah, but I'm with Will in that. I just like watching that. I just like watching teams continually try and they cannot stop it.
No.
It's unbelievable.
I know.
Which is why I think that maybe this year the Ravens and or Bills are built to get it done.
Yeah, I hope so.
It will be pleasant.
Because if it doesn't, then you got a little Tom Brady, Dan Marino, that thing happening. Think of or Jordan. Think about all the narratives that could be different if Jordan wasn't around. If you didn't have to go through Tom Brady, you know, if Marino didn't have to go through the Joe Montanas of the world. It's just that there may be people whose legacy forever changes because they just ran into Kansas City and Mahomes and just could never get
that
over the hump.
Tease up the next talking point.
Oh.
Look at you. You looked right into my notes, and there was an article about Patrick Mahomes this week talking about that very thing. He has no quarterback peers.
No.
He has defeated all of them.
Yes.
Some interesting numbers. Next, here's Will.